Hi, this is Clinton Stark of Stark Insider. Today we're talking about the Silicon Valley Jewish Film Festival, and I have special guest, Executive Director Mark Levine, on the phone today to talk about the festival. Hey Mark, how you doing?
Hi there, thanks for having me.
So you guys have a big opening night. It's a little bit unusual. It happens this Saturday, October 9th. Can you tell us more about the opening night and the festival as well?
Sure. The opening night is at De Anza College at the Visual and Performing Arts Center, beginning at 7 p.m. We are showing the movie A Matter of Size, which is an Academy Award-winning, an Israeli Academy Award-winning movie. It's in Hebrew with English subtitles. We're showing that at 9 o'clock, and the storyline in A Matter of Size is about some guys who are obesely overweight. They flunk out of Weight Watchers. They don't know what to do with the rest of their life, so they decide the best thing they can do is to become sumo wrestlers.
Of course.
And based on, and it's a comedy, and based on the theme, we decided, well, we're not just going to show the movie. We're going to actually show our audience a sumo wrestling demonstration. So we contacted the U.S. Sumo Federation out of Los Angeles, and they're coming up with four sumo wrestlers, including Biamba, who's a three-time world champion sumo wrestler. And they're going to do a demonstration on stage for the audience, and I think they're going to ham it up with the audience a little bit, and the audience is going to be anyone interested in taking on the world sumo champ can do that. So we've got a very exciting evening. That happens before the movie, then we have an intermission, and people will have an opportunity to look at a Tesla Roadster, because Tesla is one of our sponsors, the fantastic new electric car.
Right.
And there'll be somebody there to talk about the battery technology. So that's the evening on Saturday night.
So it's not going to be your standard kind of red carpet kind of film festival opening, I gather, then. It's going to be quite unique. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be quite unique. None of us will be in tuxedos, and... in fact, the sumo wrestlers will be in very little.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures that we ran some of them on our website, so that's going to be a great time. Now, can you tell me, give me a sense of the festival overall?
Sure.
What is the Jewish Film Festival? I know it's your 19th. What are you guys trying to do, and how many films can we see, and where can we see them?
Right. So we it is our 19th season. We started as a very small film series back in 1991. But we have grown dramatically to the point where we have more than 20-something films. We are showing them in five venues this year, the first one being De Anza College for the opening night, the Camera 12 Theater in downtown San Jose, the Camera 7 in the Prune Yard, the Oshman Family Jewish Community Center Auditorium in Palo Alto, and also the Coverly Community Center in Palo Alto. So we have a number of different venues, a very diverse schedule of comedies, dramas, historic documentaries, and so on. So there's something for everybody, really. It's really going to be a fantastic year with some unbelievably compelling movies. Our first movie after the opening night is a movie called Anita. It's an Argentinian film, and it is probably one of the better movies we've ever shown at the film festival. It's just an amazing film about a Down syndrome girl. It's a feature film, not a documentary. It's about a Down syndrome girl who survives the bombing at the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires and travels around the city not knowing what to do or where she is. So it's really a compelling drama.
And that's Anita. That's playing 3 o'clock on, I'm just looking at the schedule here, Sunday.
Right, that's like 3 o'clock on Sunday, and then it repeats again on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Camera 7 in the Prune Yard Shopping Center in Campbell. The Sunday show is at the Camera 12 in downtown San Jose.
Now, Mark, are you, because you're involved in this, and you're very close to, I guess, trends and kind of what's happening in film and so forth, when it comes to the Jewish film scene, are there any trends or things that are happening that stand out in your mind that might be different this year than previous years?
Well, it's nothing really different. But what is happening in film is, and especially around the Jewish film festival scene, is really a question of, you know, what makes a Jewish film. So that's always been a debate we've had internally within the festival, and we've just opened it up so that there are films that may have some relationship to the Jewish people, to Israel, to Jewish culture. A Jewish religion, but others may not, or they may just touch on it briefly. And so this is one of the areas that we always struggle with in terms of choosing our films, and we've decided we're just going to let the audience decide.
Now, how did you get involved in the festival, Mark?
Well, I started as a volunteer.
Okay.
I went to one of the films, and I said, this would be a lot of fun to work on this.
Yeah.
So for about 12 years, I worked as a volunteer, and then the film festival morphed into a... we got so big, actually, that we decided that we wanted to combine volunteerism with paid staff. So I actually earned a small salary as an executive director part-time. We have the same with the program director, and we work diligently to raise funds to be able to support the growth of the festival, and that's what's happening. We're just growing to the point where people really need to think about buying tickets in advance, because we fill up so many of our auditoriums, we have to turn people away, and I hate turning people away.
For sure. So, well, let's talk about that just really quickly. How can people get tickets, and where can they get more information?
Sure. Well, the best way to get information is on the Silicon Valley Jewish Film Festival website, and that is www.svjff.org, and that has all the films. It has links to buy the tickets and so on. If somebody wants to just simply call up and get information about the movies and or buy the tickets, they can call 1-800-838-306.
Perfect. We'll put that on the story as well. Now it's time, because Mark, we're not going to let you off this easy. We're going to go into the lightning round. We're going to give you the Stark 3. Now, I didn't tell you about this. Three quick questions, and you just there are things I'm going to ask you for your favorites. So, number one, what's your favorite adult beverage?
Well, I love wine. I love red wines. Prefer Cabernet Sauvignon.
Any favorites in particular from Napa or around the area?
We just had our daughter's wedding, and I've got to say that J. Moore Vineyards makes a wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ah, local one here from San Jose, Santa Clara County.
Yeah, we had, nice. They have something called their Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon, which is top-of-the-line Cabernet, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Now, hang on, you just said your daughter got married this year. Was it this year?
Just last weekend. Yep.
Oh, wow. Very exciting.
Yeah. So.
Okay, and now number two, your favorite food.
My favorite food. Well, I hate to admit this, because my favorite food, I'd have to identify French fries. I can pass up pastries and cake and donuts and so on, but put a French fries in front of me and I melt.
So where's the best fries in Silicon Valley that you like?
Well, Kirk's has wonderful French fries.
Where's that?
I try to stay away from there, otherwise I'd lose my youthly figure.
And finally, you're doing great on this, and your final question of the Stark 3 is, what's your favorite gadget?
My favorite gadget? Well, I actually like gadgets, so let me think about that.
No, same here. I'm
talking to you on my BlackBerry. I really like my BlackBerry. What other gadget do I like? I think I'd have to say my video system I've got at my house. I've got a, basically, as a guy who likes movies, I can recreate the movie experience at my house. So that's not a gadget per se, but
sure.
There are a lot of gadgets involved.
That qualifies. So you have a home theater system, it sounds like.
Yeah, I do have a home theater system.
Oh, that's great. Nothing like sitting at home, watching a movie, kicking back with some wine, enjoying film. So, excellent.
Cabernet Sauvignon from J. Law.
And talking on your BlackBerry.
So the ending one, you might be interested too. There's it's on November 13th, Saturday, November 13th, and we're showing a movie about a guy who restores violins, and then we're having a classical music concert to end the festival.
Oh, that sounds really nice. A little bit different than the sumo wrestling.
They're two different extremes. So that's our closing night event at the Coverly Community Center in Palo Alto.
Fantastic. So just to recap here, it's the Silicon Valley Jewish Film Festival. Opens Saturday, October 9th. There's tickets still available for that wonderful opening event, which you get to see some wrestling, you get to see a film. It sounds like something you wouldn't normally experience at a film festival, so it sounds like a lot of fun. And then it runs through till November 13th with the event you just described there. Did I get that right, Mark?
That's cool. That is correct.
All right, super. Well, thanks very much for spending time with us, Mark. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your time.
That's Mark Levine, Executive Director for the Jewish Film Festival here in Silicon Valley. I'm Clinton Stark for Stark Insider. Thanks for joining us, everyone.